KO4NUE. 4NUE, no contact, I'm clear. Station, any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
K4OIM was looking for you a few minutes ago, bud.
Some call out for him. I couldn't get him on radio. I'll check back in a minute. But, Steve, can you give me a signal report? Is everything sounding anything I need to know about?
Sounds like you're chewing gravel. You know, there's this clunking sound in the background. Are you beating the phone on a table or something? full quieting. You got a good solid signal. Everything's clean.
Just awful.
Only on Tuesdays. Oh, wait a minute. This is Saturday. Oh, well, I guess I have to behave. Nah. Oh, hey, if you can't have a little fun along the way, what's the point in going? So, he was on there less than 5 minutes ago looking for you, and then you popped on. So, anyhow, he'll be in there a little bit.
I'll give a shout out for him again in a minute. But what'd you do today?
Sat down all day. I got out this morning, was in Tryon, North Carolina, watching my granddaughter doing a dance routine with her dance company. And then got done with that and come back to the house, and I rigged up this about a 4.5 foot star, metal star, that we're gonna put over the garage, and I had to build bracketing. Weld that up, get all that done, did all that, then I got on to some airplanes, got my airplanes done, and then went flying this afternoon, and got done with that, got home to take Mama out to eat. She didn't have her starving to death, so we just have pulled up in the driveway of the hacienda. So, like I said, I ain't sat down all day.
It does you good to get out and do some things. You're not active enough sometimes. You need to, you know, get out and get you some exercise and just stay busy, you know. That's good, right?
KN4 VWA. Just listen to what my wife has to say about that.
He doesn't get his honeydews done.
Did you hear that? She says I don't get my honeydew done.
Oh, I heard it. I heard it. Me and my wife sitting here laughing too. Yeah, well, you gotta work on them honeydews now. You can't, you know, you can't let them slide. That'd get you in trouble.
Well, this 4 foot star going up over the end of the garage out here is for her. She's the one that wanted it up there.
10 years ago.
Well, what can I say?
20 years.
Girl. So anyhow, I've been busy today.
I don't feel bad, so let me tell you what happened to me yesterday. So I know your wife's sitting there listening, and that's why I'm bringing this up. But so you know my wife, she's got her license too. So I was coming back from the deer camp yesterday, and the 7th was our wedding anniversary. So 26 years we've been married. So we were rehashing the 26 years and, you know, just our anniversary. And I was coming back from deer camp the day after the anniversary and was talking with a bunch of guys about our first week after our honeymoon and how, long story short, she tried to kill me with a pressure cooker. The pressure cooker exploded because she didn't put water in the pressure cooker when she cooked the chicken. It blew the lead safety plug out and liked to kill me. So I tell everybody that she liked to kill me the first week after the honeymoon. Well, she was listening on the radio. And, ooh, buddy, she got me. She got me good.
For everybody, when we go to church, everybody say, well, how are you doing? And I'll either answer one of two ways. I just say, I'm not authorized to answer that. You got to ask her. Or I'll just say, well, I ain't got no new dents in my head, so I guess I've been behaving.
I'm just curious, how long y'all been married, Steve?
In May, we had our 15th wedding anniversary. And you notice the way I said that? 15 years since our second go-round, our second attempt for each of us. And it didn't work out well with the first one. And the first one, you know, it just seemed like 15 years went by in a flash. Because we've done well. We're just having fun. But on that first one, people say, well, how many years was you married the first time? I go, 19,000.
You're right. What a difference to have the right person. That just that makes all the difference in the world. And I definitely have got the right one here with me. She is something else, something special. And you trust me, you got to be special to live with me. So I give her credit for that. So we hassle each other every now and then and aggravate, you know, and pick and carry on, but that makes things really good. And I, you know, just so you know, all my honeydews are done. I do my honeydews, they're up to date. I do them in about just 30-40 minutes after she says do it. So you better get at it, Steve.
You can let up on it now. You've already made up for the pressure cooker once. Yeah, doing it on the air ain't gonna help no more.
I'm still in hot water. I gotta take somebody with me. That makes it easier when you drown in sea.
Misery loves company, huh?
Right. But anyway, I'm doing calling the net tonight, and I just want to make sure my didn't have any surprises with my radio. I got a 991, and I did a firmware update, a USB driver update. I did about six updates on it. And just trying to make sure it's at least audible. But, yeah, I appreciate you coming back with me. And, you know, hey, I don't know what to tell you about the honeydews, bud. That's just, that's never ending. But, you know, it's just something you got to do.
I know what you mean. Well, listen, we're sitting here in the driveway, and I'm going on in the house. And I'm going to go do a real good close-order inspection on the inside of my eyelids. So I enjoy talking to you, but I guarantee you, it ain't as good as what's on the backside of my eyelids, bud. All right, I'll try to check into the net tonight, but I'll be on an HT. So 73, you're sounding good. KN4 VWA, I'll be clear after you final.
KO4 NUE, I'm clear. I'll talk to you later. Be safe.